Welcome to Fujoshi Weekly, the show for the spiciest part of the fandom and My Hero Academia shippers everywhere. I'm your host, Defna, and I'm here with Ash.
Hi.
And Angie.
Hi.
And today we're here to talk about the most recent MHA OVA that aired this August, My Hero Academia Make It! Do or Die Survival Training. It was such a fun OVA.
It was cute.
Yeah, it was cute, yes.
Yes. I read a bit about it and I found out that a part of it, or at least like the last part where Deku and Bakugo kind of bicker about who's saving who and who's going to be the Kane, are actually based on a drama skit performed by the Japanese voice actors in MHA Hero Fest in 2018. Yeah, so part of it was...
That's awesome. It's real.
It was real. They said the lines twice.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, I hope like we'll see, maybe we'll see more like CD drama stuff. Like this wasn't drama CD really, but maybe they'll adapt these. Yeah, I really want them to.
Or some like stuff from the light novels as well.
Yes. Oh, I really want a series from the light novels.
Mm-hmm.
So much.
Like, I think it's very possible that they'll do it after the canon ends for the anime.
Hopefully. We can only hope.
Yes.
Well, that's going to be a few years because...
Yes.
Yes.
We have some time.
They're pushing out so much stuff for this series. I mean...
Yeah.
Manga is still ongoing. They want to do a movie every year. There's a new movie announced.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get these OVAs, which is the fourth OVA already?
I think so.
Yeah, if you include the one that's aired in the middle of the season, kind of. Yeah, it's the fourth.
Mm-hmm. Or the third. We had that zombie episode.
Yes. Yeah, there was another one. There was the zombie one.
And then there was the... Oh gosh, there was another one. It was where Bakugo was... pulling up people at the end.
Yes. Yes.
There was the one where All Might plays a villain, like a sexy villain. And there was no love. There was no love.
But that was a special episode to promote the movie, I think.
In what way did it promote the movie, though?
It was before, it was like during, it was. It started with All Might and Deku's planning to do this against... Mm-hmm. Inko's back, like literally just doing it. And then it went to this.
It was a filler episode.
Yeah. So does it count as an OVA? I don't know.
No,
Frina. Because OVA is original video animation. So stuff that doesn't air on TV.
Okay, so it's the third OVA. And it's also the first one to be released outside of Japan as well as get dubbed. The rest of them, if you remember how do you watch them, it was so hard to find.
Yes,
usually.
I do. You basically had to scrounge every corner of the internet to get it. Mm-hmm. And then it wasn't good quality. It was bad.
I'm really happy for the not shitty viewing experience I had with this one.
Yes.
It was two episodes too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And who knows, with the newest announcement in the industry where Sony kind of bought everything anime. Funimation taking over Crunchyroll and stuff. Maybe we'll get more access to this kind of material outside of Japan.
Mm-hmm.
Let's hope so. We'll see. Yeah. We'll see.
Well, let's talk a bit about what this OVA is about. In preparation for their first upcoming provisional license exam, Class 1A are assigned a new training mission: search for and rescue a dummy victim inside a damaged underground mall. Everything seems routine for the students until a sudden earthquake causes a cave-in, trapping the students underground. Deku, Bakugo, and the rest of the class will have to work together and combine their quirks and brain power to save themselves. Which I think is kind of a great plot where like the students actually become the ones needing to get saved.
Yeah, it was kind of like worrisome for them in some spots. Like they were in mortal danger. Like Ida probably could have died from a concussion.
Yes.
I mean, how can the school get away with putting these children through all that shit every time.
Like they even said several times, I was about to be crushed by that. Thank you for saving my actual life. It's like, gosh. Like they're always going on about how the students are in danger because of the school. And then this, I mean, like, obviously this isn't canon and it wouldn't have been fun to watch if it wasn't, if it didn't have some element of danger, but still, like, yes, like the suspension of disbelief is hard for this one.
It's like, no, villains will not kill our students. We will do it ourselves. Thank you very much.
Yes. Oh like, my God.
But, yeah, this is before the license exam, so I guess the class really needs some training on rescue because they're shit at it. I mean,
they are. I'm look not, at Deku. I'm not surprised he took like Deku took like 10 minutes just figuring out everybody's quirks and how they would be good together. Like, this person is dying.
Yes, but let's talk about the teams because this is so funny. Like, there's two teams. Teams A is Izuku, Katsuki, Shoto, Tenya, Ochako, Tsuyu, Denki, Eijiron, Fumikage, and Momo. And Team B is the team of extra losers nobody wants to see on screen. No,
actually, nobody I'm upset about. That we didn't see them. Oh my God, I wanted to see Mina.
So what about and Sarah? How did Sarah? Okay, listen. How did Tokuyami get over Sarah? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Imagine how useful Sarah would have been in that situation.
Mina would be useful.
Yeah.
Ojiro, Toru's is always useless, but we still want her to participate. Koda, Ash, listen, from the episode of like the rare ships, it still goes on my head in loops, you saying Koji Koda when we ship him with All for One.
And even I love him. Hold on, Jiro would have been perfect too.
Yes,
she would have been able to locate everybody.
And Aoyama's belly beam, like he could have broken them out of the ceiling thing without like any effort. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah. And Mineta, like his balls, sticky balls, are useful for like, I don't know, stabling a structure.
Yeah.
And stuff like this. Yeah, he's actually useful. So maybe that's why they were put on B, because maybe they would have been too useful somehow, like except for Toru.
Like Team B is going to do better.
They are.
Well, the brain power isn't there though.
That's true.
No.
Well, yes, Meso Shoji's pretty smart, I think.
But they have Mina.
The brain Mina. Power maybe not, but the sensibility, the common sense is probably there. Is it true for Team A? I'm not sure.
Sarah is, I mean, he's average, I think, with intelligence, right? Or maybe he's on the lower end. Yeah. Well, you're right. They did put a lot, well, other than, you know, it's balanced because of Denki. He really brings down the entire score.
Yes. He's so dumb in this OVA. Oh my God.
And they put both him and Kirishima there. And like, Kirishima's also not greatly smart.
Yeah. So. They're all so like scattered brain. It starts like they put the groups together and Deku's groups basically goes on alone. And he's starting to list like all the combinations of their powers. And then he's basically need to be dragged into the scene.
For someone who's supposed to be the hero of saving, he sure fails a lot.
But he's very good at being a nerd.
He is. He's
and the
nerd.
Way he reads Kachan and knows exactly what his plans are.
What's going through his mind. Like, gosh, he has said this. It just cements how much of a stalker this kid is. Like, he just...
It's even how Bakugo reacts to it.
Yes, he's like, how the fuck did you know? You just came in like that was what happened. You didn't even have to confirm that. It's just, he just has 100% faith that this is what Kacha would have decided.
Yes, he knew. But wait, we're getting ahead of ourselves.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, so they basically all stand there and Momo divides them by usability and like the quirks that match. Mm-hmm. And I always facepalm when I see Momo's like ass shelf. And it's not, it kind of sounds like a compliment, like she has an ass. No, it sounds bad. I hate the shelf on her ass. I always feel like the designers went really wild and sexy with the designs. And they mm-hmm. were like, oh, wait, that's too sexy. We have to like bring down the sexiness in her design. And then they put a shelf on her lower back for books. What is this for?
And how are these books held in place anyway?
Yes. She literally takes one out of the shelf and like, this can't be usable books. No way. No.
It's a bit of a stupid design. Yeah.
Yes. I felt like they panicked and they decided to add something unsexy.
But it's Horishikoshi. They had the balance. It was Horishikoshi. Oh my God, the first decision.
Listen, the first thing that I come up with when I Google search her costume is people modifying it away because they're so sick of it. Like, I have so many costume designs coming up that don't have it or at least rearrange it so you can actually see her nice butt because she's thick. You know, she's, mm-hmm. you know, but maybe that's why. Maybe they had to balance out the top part of her costume. They're like, oh, we, you know, if we do this, we're going to get into trouble. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
Yeah. So after that, basically the heroes split up. Like Bakugo goes out alone and Kirishima, of course, tags after him. And Kaminari, of course, they're like, ah, I'll go with them. Like, no, zero thought put into that. Like, I'm going to do the group project with my best friends. It's going to be awesome. That kind of energy.
Mm-hmm. Actually, they kind of go with Bakugo to keep an eye on him.
That's a lie.
It feels a bit like we will make sure that Bakugo does how we planned it. Okay,
I don't know, they have no
way to control him anyway. So
I feel like it's literally their lizard brains just following the leader. I honestly don't think there's any sort of plan behind
it. They just follow the alpha.
Goes going. They're just following their alpha. Oh my god.
It's a pack. That's why Zero is dearly missed. At least for mm-hmm. my part.
I agree.
Same.
I should have been in that group.
He really mm-hmm. should have.
So after that, there's basically an earthquake that nobody has expected. I don't know how much the staff expected there to be an earthquake, but there is. And nobody knows if it's part of the exercise or not. But Ida gets injured.
Yes.
We kind of lose him and Momo needs to call for help.
Mm.
It's like very confusing to everybody. I think what happens after that is basically Deku kind of wants to kick the rubble because that's what he just learned to use his legs and he's very excited.
He is.
But they kind of figure out that he shouldn't because it's an earthquake and stuff are still shaking and falling apart. So they have to like go slow.
Well, no, I don't think Deku was going to do it. He never made any move to do it. It was Ochako. It was like, oh, Deku's so strong. He can just punch a hole in the fucking rubble or kick it or something. And Tsuyu's like, dude, no. Like,
no.
And I think Deku probably already knew that. He's smart enough. He'd probably have figured it out.
Yeah.
But
after that, it cuts to Shoto and Fumikage.
Oh, God.
Just what sitting on the floor.
What team boring. Pairing. Team oh bore me to death. Like, literally, these guys have, like, two-word sentences, and they don't talk about anything fun. They're just like...
They're like, thank you for saving me. Oh, no problem. It's what a hero does.
And then
can
they
you
just
lose your
there.
Fire? No.
No.
No, they had a good reason. Like, they basically can't do a lot because Fumikage can't control his dark shadow in the dark and Shoto shouldn't use his flame because the risk of carbon monoxide poisoning.
Yes.
So it makes sense. So they sit around. They just sit there and hang out. Being boring as fuck.
Wishing Momo was there. Wishing anybody else was there to help them out. It was a bit lame.
They are lame. Yeah. They're team lame.
That's yes.
That's just how it is.
Stop. Yeah. And after that, it's back to Eijiro, Denki, and Bakugo, who are like breaking circles into like metal doors and like
he's so
saving
strong, my boy.
Yes, that was a good. I didn't even think about that until I saw that, like how Kirishima can use his quirk. There's a lot of application for it, so that's why I guess I don't understand why he thinks it's so lame. Like he can do so much with it.
Yeah, truly. He's such a good boy.
He is a good boy.
He saved Denki from Bakugo's. Because when the rubble fell, Bakugo just blasted everything to break them down in bits and pieces. And Kirishima was just there shielding Denki from all the rubble.
Right.
Because he's a good guy like that.
And then at some point, Denki, he's just not doing a whole lot because he sucks and like usual. But like, I guess,
as we said in our movie review, Denki is just charging batteries.
He is. Mm-hmm. And he really does that. But before that, it was funny. I thought it was cute because there was like falling rubble and he's just holding on to Bakugo's arm.
Yes.
Yes.
Like really... really tightly, like save me, like, holding save on me. To him.
Yeah, no, it was definitely an Omega moment. So it just cements in my head that Kaminari is an Omega for
and
sure.
He feels so useless in the rubble for not being able to help with the rubble.
He does. He feels bad.
Mm-hmm. Do not forget that Denki also wore an Omega shirt with the
I
Omega
never
sign
forget.
On it.
I think of it every day.
Well, and think about it. Bakugo was also being a good alpha. He was kind of trying to make him feel better for being useless. It's like he's like, it's all right. We're going to use the fuck out of you later. So you know, save your quirk now.
The quirk, you say.
He literally said that.
Oh, my God. And when he finally gets to the batteries, it's such a pathetic moment of self-fulfillment for him. And even then he butchers it. He's like, I'm gonna charge 2,000,000 volt right into that fucker.
Buck goes like, you fucking idiot, this is how you ruin everything, stop. Oh my god,
he's so dumb. I love him.
He's such a stupid idiot, but it's endearing.
But I like that he's stupid, but he's also so scared. He always holds people back. He tells them, no, this is an exercise. Why would we risk our lives? Which is kind of sense making in a way.
It's like, you know, you realize we don't actually have to die for this, right, guys? Right?
And they're like,
am I alone here? They're like,
and Bakugo
no.
is like, no, All Might would die for this. So
and
I'm
Kirishima
gonna...
is like, well, my boyfriend is saying he's gonna do it, so I can do it. No. Yes. I'm gonna follow my boyfriend. Because they both have idols they follow, and
they're all powered up by each other's idols, and they think about them like thinking about All Might makes Kirishima think about Crimson Riot. It's like a reaction chain of of nerd boys.
It is definitely.
After that, Izuku and Ochako and Tsuyu finally get to Momo and Tenya and try to get them out of there because Ida is still unconscious at this point.
Yeah, he's not doing well.
We've been robbed of Ida action, actually.
We have. Yes. We got it a little bit when he saved Momo, but that was it. And I feel really sad about it.
He's not allowed to run inside the mall, so.
That's true.
He can't do that.
He's the hall monitor. He's not supposed to.
He can't run like that indoors. And that mall was so like... Malls don't look like a maze. I'm sorry. I've seen your 3D plans thing. That doesn't look like a mall.
That was not realistic. No.
That was a maze. So yeah, poor guy.
Yeah.
At that point, what happens is basically Bakugo's group is finally at the charging room, charging like the batteries and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And Shoto and Fumikage are being dumbasses because they're trying to move rubble with their bare hands. Like, that's... They were moving it with their bare hands and yes. then it collapsed. Like, way to go.
They're so stupid. Yes. And then, Tokoyami lost control of Dark Shadow for a minute.
And then the electricity came back and everybody was safe and happy, or like not very safe, but at
least. Again, what would have happened if at that moment when Dark Shadow went berserk, the power wouldn't have come back?
Well,
Slaughter.
Either Todoroki would have died or Todoroki would have had to kill Tokoyami. So,
I mean, what the fuck?
He could have had used fire and, I don't know, risk the carbon monoxide.
Yeah, probably. You're right.
Mm-hmm. At this point, they have electricity. They kind of figured out a way. Yes. Thank you, Denki, for your service.
The only useful thing you've ever done. Thank you.
Charging battery like a pro.
Izuku's group figure out that they can get Ida up by the elevator shafts. But then we see like water crackling and flowing through the walls. And this omniscient setting is the opening for the second part.
Yes, that's when shit gets real.
And a little bit ridiculous as well.
A little bit, yes.
Yeah, at this point they basically, they get Ida up, they make ropes. And on the sixth floor, Eijiro finds the dummy thingy. The dummy victim. And Kaminari is again like, let's not move him, he's under rubble.
And then both Bakugo and Kirishima again are like, well, if this was a real person, would you just... sit there, like, what? Well, in Kaminari, the voice of reason is like, but it's not. So,
let's give it a break. And then they pretend to do something reasonable. But
hold on. Basically, Eijiro is like following Bakugo's lead, and Bakugo is very into it. He's like, I'm a hero, and he's such a nerd, and he just follows the task.
He does. Absolutely.
Yeah. He didn't even think. Like, for him to stop the rescue means basically bailing on a class, or like, I don't know, disrespecting a teacher. I don't know.
Right. He's such a goody two-shoes that he's just like, no, we're supposed to be doing this. This is a class. I'm doing this, you know?
He has to win. He has to win.
He can't even imagine like not doing his homework, and like Denki's doing that on the daily, probably.
He's probably skipping classes regularly. He's just like, why do we have to do this again? I'm not risking my life. You guys are fucking nuts.
So basically they do some more explosion stuff to get the dummy out, and then Rubbles falls on Eijiro and Katsuki saves him, but then more water starts to flood the entire floor.
Of course.
Of course.
And Denki is being a complete drama queen about it. Like, he's just waist deep in water.
We're gonna drown!
Yeah, he's like waist deep in water by the time, like, was it Todoroki comes, and like, he's like, I can't handle it anymore. I'm gonna die. It's like, no, you're fine. Oh my god.
But he warned them. He told them it's gonna get not good.
He did.
But yeah, after that they kind of managed to meet up. They climb up, they get the dummy upstairs, and Shoto decides to stay behind and freeze the water while the other people work their way to the surface.
And Katsuki stays behind too.
Stays behind too. Like, I don't want to owe you for helping me.
Yeah, sure, Sundere.
He says.
Whatever you say, Sundere.
Yes. At that point, almost everybody is up in the surface or making progress towards going there. Aizawa is telling some bullshit about maybe it's planned, maybe it's not. That's how, like, real life is. Like, we're getting you ready for the exam. It's like,
sure. Oh my god.
But yeah, everybody gets up except for Izuku, who is noticing that the temperature drops, and then his like superpower brain starts working towards the
his other quirk, just mm-hmm. being smart. Mm-hmm.
He knows immediately and, like, what's
his
up.
His kachan senses.
Yes, his kachan senses are tingling.
mm-hmm. And yeah, it's basically like they put the plan together, kind of. Everybody yeah. shows a bit of like, how are they going to get up, which is very creative.
Mm-hmm. And it's ridiculous.
Yes. So what happens is Shoto is freezing the water, but not all of the water. So the water that's still fluid underneath the ice is going to like create pressure and break the ice into a geyser. And they're going to explode the geyser and ride it. They're going to make an ice platform and ride the geyser up all the way to the ground and just explode every ceiling that comes their way in like superhuman speed, like Looney Tunes style.
This is so impossible. This is so impossible. I don't know.
And a few of them were like, yeah, we're going to pull it off.
Yeah.
The thing is, the geyser would have slipped off in all of the motion of the water. Like, there's no way it would have stayed on.
It's not going to be balanced.
And the speed required to blast through these ceilings, unless the ceilings are like 10, 20 meters high.
Well, no, it's not they were relying on Bakugo's blast to blast through the ceilings and the geyser to continue blasting upward. But the pressure wouldn't have been enough to sustain that many floors, which I guess it was only like, what, two that they went up, right? I don't know.
Three. Like they were on B6 and managed to blast through B3.
Oh, yeah, they did. So, and I feel like the pressure wouldn't have been enough to sustain that kind of a ride. To get through the holes that Bakugo blasted. Because his holes wouldn't have been that big. They wouldn't have blasted through the entire floor.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. It's a little unrealistic, but...
but we'll take it.
We'll take it.
Yeah. Yeah. You just have to roll with it. But yes. It's a little bit ridiculous.
So, they basically did. They punched the ceiling. They kicked the ceiling. Yes. Until they got to
because Deku found them because immediately he's rolling through all of Bakugo's plans in his head before he even talks to Bakugo or sees him, because he already knows, because he's a stalker and he knows everything about Bakugo, including his mental processes. So when he finds him, he's just like, okay, you guys aren't gonna do this right, so I'm gonna have to pick up, you know, where it falls short. And Bakugo's like, what the fuck, why?
It felt like a what the fuck, that's, oh, you again with your stuff. Like, he knows that Deku is doing this shit in his head. He's not even surprised.
He's not.
He's just pissed.
He's just pissed, and he's kind of thinking, maybe I should get a restraining order. Like, you know, for real. but yeah, so it works out, kind of.
Yeah, they make it, like, free floors.
And Todoroki sees Izuku.
I mean, this whole, I mean, you have a very popular OT3 together.
You do. This is a very, very popular OT3.
And it's probably even the next big three together. They are the center of the next movie, according to the material that we saw, the promo material that we saw.
Yes.
And this whole scene where they are like enclosed there is just so good food.
It's good food. And it's good because food. Todoroki sees Deku and he's worried, and Deku's like, I'm fine. This is nothing. I break my limbs on a regular basis.
And Shoto's so worried.
He's so worried. And then, but you know, Deku's doing his thing and he's just like, Kachan! And he sees him and he just loses his shit because he's under, you know, his leg is under a rock and he's lying down, not moving.
Unconscious.
He's freaking out. And he goes over and he's standing over him, like up
he's
in his
leaning
business.
In.
Oh yeah, he's leaning over him. He's leaning in. And like Bakugo wakes up and just like, you know, headbutts him because he's way too close.
Yes, like there was no like CPR. There was no need to get this close.
No.
But Deku does it lovingly. But
the fan art, it sparked.
Oh my god.
And I didn't see any. It sparked. What?
I didn't see any fan art.
Oh my god, there have been so delicious food on my timeline after these OVAs aired.
This is what sucks about Twitter, because now all that shit is lost in the void and I'll never be able to see it.
I don't think I can find it, but there were, you know, like Twitter threads and headcanons that they wanted to kiss. And they bump their head instead because they're clumsy. Then there was one that I especially liked. I think it was a short comic, like several pictures where Izuku is like, oh, I'm going to kiss him. And Bakugo thinks like, oh, yes, he's going to kiss me now. And like Todoroki is like cock blocking them.
Yes, of course, because that's what he does.
Todoroki was so stone cold like the entire time. Like when Bakugo tries to walk, he's like, no, your leg is broken. Or when Bakugo sticks with him, he's like, you're not needed here.
Yeah. But it was so cute because Izuku's like, please let us help you out. And he's like, no, because my pride. And Deku's like, but come on, for real this time. And he somehow gets through the pride. And Bakugo comes up with a solution for his pride and to get out of there.
It's like the mental gymnastics that he has to go through.
Yes. He really put a lot of thought into this. He's like, okay, how do I make this so that I'm doing it myself, but also relying on Deku?
It's pretty much like his super brain moment in this episode. Like
it is. And he got to it. He's like, okay, I'll use you as my cane.
Be my cane.
Be my cane. That was what he said.
I'm sorry. That was a marriage proposal.
It really was. It was a marriage proposal. And Deku's like, you know. And then he immediately submits. He's like, okay, I'm your cane. Use me.
I'm Kane.
Daddy.
Canes don't talk. Okay. Kane, what did Daddy. I say about talking?
Sorry, Daddy. Yes.
He's like immediately submissive to.
Well, he gets it. He understands. He's like, oh, this is the only way this is going to happen. Okay, got it. All right.
Yes.
He's so careful with Bakugo's ego. He just, you know, he didn't have to, you know, just go with this.
I think he should feel some responsibility for Bakugo's ego.
He really should.
He knows, like, he built that thing, so he knows how to handle it.
He built that thing. It's not wrong.
You're so right. He's always, catch out to a guy. You know, it's like, yeah, it's your fault. This is why he's like this. That's why he doesn't complain about Bakugo being an asshole. He's like, I kind of had a hand in this.
Doesn't tell nobody. But he does his best. He does his very best to restrain that ego and like make it not disruptive when he can.
Yes.
And it's kind of cool to see this and remember that very soon, like, Kachan versus Deku 2 happens, or maybe it's everywhere around, but can see it's before, and, like, what would, if it happened after, like, this episode would look so much different.
Yeah, well, Kachan versus Deku 2 does happen after, because Bakugo already lost the license exam, and that's why he calls him out.
No, didn't have the license exam yet.
This is before the license exam.
No, that's what I'm saying. So it's before. So it's also before Kachan versus Deku too.
Yes.
That's why his pride is still very much intact.
Yes.
He hasn't been broken completely yet.
Right.
Yet.
Yeah. And
that's actually the end. I mean, they get out.
Everybody's safe.
Limping and fighting and bickering. And they announce their marriage to the rest of the class.
Yes.
Because he's now his cane.
And then they had sex in the air.
If you look at those frames, like they're doing something, they're hovering, everybody's watching.
They're like swirling around each other. It's definitely mating. So that's what's happening.
Of course it is. Of course.
It's a happy ending for everybody and fun for the entire family.
Yeah.
Everybody wins.
Yes. And we get some more content. I mean, at this point, movies and OVAs and light novels, and they're supposed to be canon. I put canon in quotation marks because to me, they feel everything that isn't the manga is not canon, technically. So this feels like fan fiction. You have a little bit more fan service. You have a little bit more. It's wonky. It's wonky canon stuff. So
just dull moments. Because the thing is, with My Hero Academia, what it does lack is the school moments, because there's a lot of plot, and they always have to cover this plot. And it's kind of nice just to sit back and watch them do training exercises and stuff and interact with each other sometimes.
I really love that it's because it's a rescue, like it's not very flashy in quirks like the second movie or something, but it is very teamwork focused.
Yeah. So it's nice to, sometimes it's refreshing to sit back and just watch them do teamwork school stuff sometimes, you know? So I wouldn't complain about having more stuff like this.
No. Yeah. As I said, because it's a nice addition.
It is. Mm-hmm. It expands the story a bit.
Yeah. Although it officially is kind of canon, I think it's, they just should stop calling it canon because the movie is canon. So just do it, feed the fandom, give us some food and we're good.
Something
give us
to
the
snack
crumbs
on.
And we're good.
Technically I literally was about to refer to it as Baku Deku Rising. Technically Heroes Rising isn't canon, but it's not. It was actually confirmed to not be.
Are you sure?
Yeah, it's literally an alternate ending. Or at least that's what I read about Horikoshi's intentions for this one.
No, it's not an alternate ending. It shows an ending that Horikoshi had in mind. But the movie itself, I mean, they did bend backwards so much because it's so bonkers. The resolution is so bonkers. And the...
#watch our movie episode.
Yeah. I was told that it wasn't canon though. I read that it's supposed to be.
It's supposed to be canon. It should slip or fit into the canon. They made such a huge stupid effort to make it
fit into canon.
The canon.
All right. Well, I guess, but I swear I read somewhere that it wasn't meant to be canon, but. Anyway.
It circles back to is stuff that is in the anime or like in the like franchise but is not manga, like is it canon or not? Because I mean if we consider stuff that's not in the manga canon, so I think it is canon, but it's kind of on the definition.
Yeah.
I think the way it should be, it's canon, but for me personally, I just don't regard it as canon. If it's not something adapted from the manga, it's not canon.
Yeah.
That's my interpretation, but I think that the franchise, because it's a franchise at this point, is marketing it as canon.
Weird though. I swear I saw it marketed as not canon, but it's okay.
Yeah. I think the definition is kind of loose.
Yeah.
Maybe our listeners can join the discussion and we're going to talk about it.
Please. Yeah. Exactly. So watch that episode. and then let us know if it's canon or not.
Mm-hmm. According to your feelings.
Yes. Mm.
But overall, it's this additional stuff is fun. The movies are fun. The OVAs are fun. I mean, mm-hmm. the prior OVAs were really funny too.
Right.
They focus a lot on humor in these OVAs, and I appreciate it's lighthearted. Mm-hmm. It's nice.
I almost prefer the OVAs to the movie because they don't need to spend so much of their budget on this stuff,
mm-hmm.
and then mm-hmm. or their time and their creativity and their talent.
They can just have fun.
They can just have fun. And mm-hmm. then they don't have to sacrifice the quality of the show when they do make it. So more of this would be good.
Yeah, really focus on character interaction, which is fun. Mm-hmm. Like, I can see they put a huge effort in like not having the characters be out of character and like the characters acting exactly as you would expect them to.
Yes.
Which they do in the movie too.
Mm-hmm.
But they still interact and I'm still enjoying it. So I'm not rolling my eyes or something.
Right.
It's still super fun to watch.
It is. For sure. And
we deserve snacks between seasons.
We deserve mm-hmm. snacks between our meals.
Yes. Because we've waited a long time for season 5.
Yes. Which, you know, and I'm glad because I don't want them to rush it. I want it to be good,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I want them to not give us filler because they caught up to the manga. So please mm-hmm. distance it. I'd rather mm-hmm. have distance.
And we're going to get back to the usual schedule.
Yes.
So it's a spring anime again.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
Yes.
But that's mm-hmm. okay.
Yeah.
Do you have anything to add?
No, I think we'd covered everything.
Yeah.
That's all the time we have for today. Thank you for listening. Please subscribe to this podcast if you liked it. We're on Spotify, Apple Podcast, everywhere basically. Thanks to Angie.
Yes.
Angie. Stay updated and follow us on Twitter.
Why
or
thanks
Instagram.
To me? Hold on.
What?
Because
you really made sure that we're on every platform.
You did.
Yeah. I think every platform our host supports, we're on it.
And I tried to get us on Stitcher, but it wasn't working. So.
No, we're on Stitcher.
Are we? Okay. I can make it work. All
we're
right.
on Stitcher.
Okay. See, Angie made sure of that. Okay. So
literally if this platform has podcasts, we're there. If not, tell us. We'll maybe Angie will make it. That
so we'll make it happen.
We'll make it happen. Yeah.
So you can find us on Twitter or Instagram on @FujoshiWeekly, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.